Have you got a wine ready? Oh, hang on. Cool. So, kia ora koutou, ko Zoe Tipahau, kaitahu me kahanunu oku iwi. I'm Zoe, and I'm the chief nurse for Whānau Āwhina Plunkett. And welcome everyone to another Whānau Āwhina Plunkett live chat. And today we're here to talk about a topic we get lots of questions about, and that's immunisation for young tamariki. And it's been such a massive couple of years, and we completely understand that life has gotten in the way of things like childhood immunisations. And I guess the great thing is it's never too late to catch up. So joining me this evening is my good friend Leanne from the Immunisation Advisory Centre, and together we're going to go through some of the questions we get asked all the time about immunisations. So welcome, Leanne.
Kia ora, Zoe. Kia ora, koutou. Ko Leanne toko wingawa, ko au te kaiwhakahaere mō te rupu arangi mate, mō te manawataki, ko kirikiri roa tōku kāinga. So hi everyone, my name is Leanne and I'm the Regional Immunisation Advisor for the Midlands area, and I'm based in Hamilton. So I work for the Immunisation Advisory Centre, and at the Advisory Centre we provide education and training for the vaccinator workforce in Aotearoa. And we also provide expert advice to government and guidance for our vaccinators, plus some lots of communications to keep the health workforce informed. I've been a nurse for 30 years and I've spent a number of years as a practice nurse doing immunisations. And I'm also a mama, and I remember my journey with my own babies getting their vaccinations and all of the questions I had. So it's really lovely to be here with you today.
Thanks for that introduction, Leanne. And to all of you watching right now, if you have questions about immunisation, just type them in the comments section and we'll try to answer them along the way. And if we don't get to them, we'll come back to you later with some answers. So to start our conversation, Leanne, one of the most common questions we get about immunisations is, are they safe?
Yeah, and as parents and whānau, it's really natural to have questions and concerns about anything that involves our precious babies and tamariki. And the key thing to be reassured about is that these vaccines are very safe and effective, and that unexpected adverse reactions are extremely rare. So our babies are amazing because when they're born, their immune system has a great capacity to learn. And using its own natural processes is able to then build protection gradually from diseases and pathogens without actually getting sick. So vaccines are designed in such a way that baby's immune system can learn to recognise the challenge of how to fight the disease, but there's no risk of actually getting the disease. So immunisations, it's a good way to look at them as a teaching tool. So they're a tool to teach our baby's immune system in a safe way to know what to do when they're exposed to an illness in the future. And they do this every day by doing ordinary things like crawling around on the floor and putting toys in their mouth and petting animals and being in the garden. And there's hundreds and hundreds of pathogens presented to babies every day. And there are many, many more in number than anything you'll get in an immunisation. So that's something just to be reassured about. And the immunisations that we use for our babies here are safe and they're used all over the world. So we do have a lot of information about them. And in Aotearoa, New Zealand, all our immunisations and medicines go through a really stringent process so that we can be assured that they're safe and there's no shortcuts taken in that process. And the ones that we have in our childhood immunisation schedule, which is the one that you'll see in your Plunkett book, they're specifically developed for Pepe and Tamariki to get the best immune response based on how their immune system works. So you can be really reassured about safety, but keep asking questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions if you have them. With your Plunkett nurse or your local health professional, your vaccinator.
Absolutely. Asking questions is key, eh?
It really is.
So another question we get asked a lot is, will my tamariki have a reaction to the immunisations? What can I expect from kind of the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think it's a common concern, and the reality is that most children have little or maybe even no reaction, but some may develop mild expected immunisation reactions. They look like things like a mild fever or mild flu-like symptoms. They may have a bit of a tummy upset, loose bowels or a bit of wind. They might be a bit tired and grizzly just for a little while. And you may notice at the site where they got the injection, it might look a bit red or swollen. So they just might just even be slightly more upset than they normally would be on a given day, just not quite themselves for that day. Mm. So they just give them lots of cuddles and feeds. And by the same token, don't worry if your baby doesn't have any noticeable reactions at all. That their immune system will still be learning what to do, even if there's no visible reactions to the immunisation. And any response they have, whether it's visible or not, is part of your baby's immune system sort of learning what to do if they're confronted by the virus or pathogen in the future. So their little immune system learns in steps. And that's why we need to give more than one very small dose of the same vaccine. And you'll notice when you look in your Plunket book, some of the immunisations are the same two or three times. And so we space them safely so the body can recognise the challenge of fighting the pathogen, but there's no risk of them getting the disease. And that learning process continues. And once baby's immune system has completed its learning, or your tamariki's immune system has completed its learning, it will then be able to mount a quick response from the disease if they face it in the future. So when you have your immunizations, the person giving you your vaccinations has a handout for you, and on that handout will be what immunizations your baby or your tamariki has had today, what limb, whether it was an arm or a leg, and what side, and some of the expected reactions that I was talking about earlier, but also some of the ones that you may want to ring Healthline or Plunket Line or talk to your health professional about if you have any questions. And I really encourage people to ask as many questions as they want, and without feeling shy about it at their immunisation visit. There's no such thing as a silly question. We love answering questions. We love talking. Did you notice? And so, yeah, make the most of the opportunity, but don't feel whakamara about ringing Healthline afterwards for reassurance either, or Plunket Line. Just ask as many questions as you need. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you can talk it through with your Plunket nurse as well, at any contact you have with Plunket nurses about immunisations. They're really happy to help as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So what should we do if you know, what should I do if my child develops a fever? That's another question.
Yeah, it's a common question there. And I think one of the key things to remember is that there is a long-standing myth that you give paracetamol before the immunisations, and that isn't what we do anymore. Okay. Instead, we give cooling cares. There's only one immunisation where we do that, and that's a very special immunisation for a specific disease that isn't on the immunisation schedule. But if your child has to have it, the person giving you your immunisation will tell you that you need the paracetamol beforehand. However, paracetamol is still really useful later on. Before that, it's useful to try what we call cooling cares. So look at how many layers of clothing they've got on. Maybe they need to get down to their singlet and a pair of pants. How is the room? Is it really hot in there, or is it a bit too cold, making them shiver? So look at those kinds of cares. You can put a little bit of ice that's well wrapped in a cloth, a clean cloth, on the site intermittently, and give them lots of cuddles. If they're really miserable, then give them some paracetamol at the dose that is prescribed for this particular child. Yes, because if you've got more than one tamariki in the house, they may not have the same dose.
Right, so always check.
Yeah. Okay. And again, Talk to your Plunket nurse, your GP, Healthline, Plunket line, if you need reassurance. And we love talking about your baby as much as you do. cool. So just ring and ask. Yeah.
So what about, you know, if they have pain or discomfort at the injection site? You know, they come back with a little Band-Aid over it. What if it's sore?
Yeah. Yes. So with our younger people, they can't always tell you, but you might see that it's a little red. So, the damp cloth and ice well wrapped, so it's not in contact with the skin at the injection site is good. And again, cuddles and feeds, sips of fluid. Yeah. And don't rub the injection site if you can help it, because that won't be something that is helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What something we often get asked is around, can I get my child's immunizations done if they're unwell? It's such a common question. I'm really keen to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah, and it's a big question at the moment because
so many bugs.
Yeah. Or recovering from being unwell or currently unwell. So
yeah, exactly.
That is a common question, and you'll notice if you go in for an immunization event with your child, the nurse will cut off and take their temperature.
Right.
If your child has a fever on the day, we may suggest that you delay that immunisation event slightly until they're well again. But you can check with the person who's giving the vaccination, or if you're in a GP clinic at the time, you may be seeing the doctor anyway if your child's really systemically unwell. So they can give you advice too. But generally, things like reflux, for example, are not considered a barrier for delaying immunisation. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So just going on from that, when should children have their immunisations? You know, there's a whole lot of information out there. Keen to hear from you, you know, when we can expect their immunisations are due.
Yeah. So in your Plunket book, you'll see on one of the pages, there's the national schedule and the ages that Pepe and Tamariki are when they have their immunisations. Yep. The schedule is, as it stands, their first immunisation event is at 6 weeks of age, even if they're a premature baby, 6 weeks of age. 3 months, 5 months, 12 months, 15 months, and 4 years. So that's a lot of dates to remember, and it can get a bit overwhelming. And for busy whānau, that's a lot of dates to keep track of. Yeah. So your Plunket book is a good checking point. If you're with a general practice, they might send you a reminder text, or one of the nurses might call you. And so you can also check in with your Plunket nurse when your Plunket nurse visits, and they may be able to find out for you too. So see what works for you. And if you're behind, it's never too late to catch up. Tamariki can also be outside of the national schedule. Tamariki can also be protected against COVID-19 from the age of 5 years. Right. And this season, all Tamariki over 3 years of age can get a free flu vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We've had a question come through. Would you please shed some light on the meningitis vaccination? I have a 2-year-old daughter.
There are meningitis vaccinations available. If you are what's considered a high risk household for meningitis, you may be able to receive vaccinations for people in the house. The best thing to do is to talk to your doctor or your local health professional about that. Sometimes in certain areas of Aotearoa, we see an increase in cases of certain types of meningitis.
Yeah.
Please excuse my voice, I'm recovering from COVID. it's really just a matter of checking in with your health professional and finding out a bit more about that. The meningitis vaccine is not currently on our immunisation schedule, but some of the vaccines in the immunisation schedule protect your baby from some types of meningitis developing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And another question's come through. Someone wondering, why is the COVID vaccine necessary when children's symptoms are so mild?
Yeah, I think there's variation in symptoms, and I guess, you know, it isn't on the immunisation schedule as such. It's a recommendation, and it's something that is good to have a conversation with your health professional about. You might have people in your household that you may have an intergenerational household, and there may be people who have lowered immunity or other conditions receiving cancer treatment that may need that wraparound protection of everyone in the household having immunisation. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's about the whole population, eh?
That's right. Yeah.
Cool. So what immunisations are on the schedule?
Yeah. So it sounds like a big list, but okay. some of them are combined. So when I read this out, they're not all individual immunisation injections. So I just want to let whānau know that some of these are combined. Okay. So we have, I'm so sorry, I just need some water, excuse me.
Yep, go for it.
I'm getting croakier. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. You're recovering.
So some of the diseases I'm about to name, we often don't see anymore, but we used to see a lot. And you may have whānau and kaumātua that remember these diseases in the community, but you can find out more about them on our website if you wish. Or you can talk to kaumātua who remember them. So we have diseases like diphtheria. Diphtheria is a nasty infection, and it can really affect your airways and your throat. Tetanus, which a lot of people will have heard of. Polio, which used to be present in our population a lot. Whooping cough, the other name for whooping cough is pertussis. And that is a particularly nasty illness, and we don't have any treatment for whooping cough, so immunisation is very important. Pneumococcal disease, rotavirus, which is if any of your tamariki have had rotavirus before, you won't have forgotten that in a hurry.
Forget that.
It is a very nasty tummy bug. Haemophilus influenzae type B or HIB, which can cause some really nasty infections. Measles, which most people will be familiar with what measles looks like. It's a very, very highly contagious disease. So that's one of the reasons you're going to see a lot of conversations happening at the moment about people catching up if they're behind with that one. Mumps, which isn't very nice at all either, and rubella, and also chickenpox. And chickenpox is one of the newer ones on our schedule. A lot of us of a certain age will remember having chickenpox as a child. It's wonderful now that we can offer that protection to our tamariki, because it isn't a very nice illness. And what it does eventually is protects us as adults from getting shingles if we don't get chickenpox. And if any of you have known anyone with shingles, that's also not a particularly nice illness. It can be quite painful.
Absolutely.
Setting babies and our tamariki's immune systems up to have less challenges in the long run.
So basically there's six kind of immunisation events, and all of the diseases are covered across those six times.
That's exactly right. Hey, between thank you. You did it much more succinctly than me.
No, that's good.
Between the 6 week very first event and the last one at 4 years of age, all of those immunisations will be covered in that schedule. Yeah, and they're spaced very deliberately so that the immune system learns in the best way and retains its memory.
Absolutely. So are there any other immunizations we should be considering for our tamariki?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. If your Pepe has been in the neonatal intensive care unit for a period of time, all of the household carers in that home will be able to get a free Boostrix vaccine. And Boostrix vaccine has within it whooping cough protection. And that means that when the baby comes home to your home from hospital, it's an extra layer of protection until they get all of their immunizations. So that's something that can that we recommend you talk to a health professional about if that's a scenario for your whānau. If you're a hapū mama, you can protect yourself and give a protective gift to your pēpē before they're born by having your pregnancy immunizations. If you are hapū at the moment and no one's talked to you about those, talk to your Plunket nurse or your midwife about those, or your one of the nurses at your GP clinic, and they'll be able to help you learn about those. But the influenza vaccine protects mama and pepe, and the Boostrix, which contains the whooping cough pertussis protection, is a really great gift for baby to protect them until they get their immunizations, till they're old enough to complete their course. And you could also check to see if you're up to date with your COVID vaccination. So we also recommend, again, that your tamariki 3 years and over are immunised against the flu. And those over five are immunised against COVID-19. So those are recommendations that we make to protect everyone in the household and the community.
Absolutely. Got some questions coming through. Another question is, when is it recommended to have the chickenpox vaccine?
It's in the schedule, and if you have a look on your in your Plunket book, you'll see it. And at 15 months, that one will come in, and it's called Varivax. So if you look at if you look at the 15-month immunisation event, you'll see it then. So at 15 months, they actually get three separate injections. And chickenpox is one of them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Another question from someone watching is, it advisable to give an 8-month-old a flu vaccine?
So in special circumstances, with a prescription, children between 6 and 35 months can qualify. If, for example, if your baby has had an admission to hospital for a respiratory illness, they can get a free flu vaccine. For people with children over 6 months old that want to give their child a flu vaccine but don't qualify for a free one, you can get it on prescription and pay at the GP surgery, but not everyone is able to do that. It just depends on your circumstances. But discuss it with your doctor.
So talk it through.
And
just another question. Why do children need two flu vaccines the first time?
That's all about the learning of the teaching the immune system.
What you were saying before.
Exactly. So we do it in gradual steps. And then once that level is reached, then the memory is there. And remembering that with the flu vaccine, the types of flu we protect against change every year based on what is circulating in the world. So that's why you have a flu vaccine every year.
So what happens if people miss an appointment? What happens if I've missed an appointment with my tamariki?
Well, I tell you what, that's very understandable. because we've had a very disconnecting time in our world, haven't we, and in our community, and life hasn't felt normal for a while, and that includes, you know, getting to appointments. And sometimes life gets busy, events happen in your world that make it hard to do the things that you would normally do. And you might actually want a bit of time to sit with someone and have your questions answered, which is really understandable and really important. Or you might be waiting for your tamariki to stop being sick this winter. So the good thing is it's never too late to catch up. You can always catch up. So call your GP, talk to your Plunket nurse, talk to your health professional, and see about getting yourself an appointment.
Absolutely.
All for your tamariki.
Well, Leanne, thanks very much for that really informative discussion. I think we're running out of time now, so we just have to start wrapping up this live chat. But before we do, Leon, do you have any more or final words of advice to all our viewers?
Just remember that immunisation is you're teaching your baby's immune system what to do. So as parents and whānau, your baby's first teachers anyway. So this is just another bit of learning for that you can help your child acquire. It's just an immune memory. And it's also really, really important to feel good about what you're doing. So please remember to ask as many questions as you need to ask to feel comfortable. That is what all of us are here for. And remember, it's never too late to catch up.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks very much, Leanne, for joining us in today's live chat. And for all of you watching, thanks for staying tuned. And we hope that you found our live chat useful today. And if you have any questions whatsoever about immunisation, get in touch with your whānau āwhina, Plunket nurse, kai āwhina, or health worker. You can also call Plunket Line anytime, 24/7, on 0800 933 922 to speak to a registered nurse. And you can also check out our website, plunket.org.nz. So, again, thank you for joining this evening's conversation. Ka kite anō.
Ngā mihi nui ki a koe.